From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Over the last few months, the nonprofit Land Trust of the Treasure Valley has been working to raise funds to purchase an important piece of Boise foothills and east of Avamore. The 320 acres are home to elk, to black bears, mule deer, and a lot of other wildlife. It's also a prime spot for development, and for that reason, in need of protection. So joining us today to talk more about this open space and why it's important to protect is Eric Grace, Executive Director of Land Trust of the Treasure Valley. Eric, I want to welcome you to the program.
Oh, thank you, Gemma. Pleasure to be here.
So, Eric, can you first quickly describe where exactly this piece of land is that you're talking about?
Sure, I can do my best. It is okay. It's landlocked. It's to the east of Avamore, Avamore up on 55, the development. It's about a mile as the crow flies from the Avamore development. So if you go to 55 in Avamore and then just go east about a mile, you would eventually run into this piece of property.
Okay. So for folks who haven't been in that area or may not be familiar with it, describe to us what it's like. As I mentioned, I mean, home to a lot of wildlife.
It is home to a lot of wildlife. It's a really key habitat for the elk in the wintertime. That's the primary wildlife that uses it. It's mostly rolling foothills, sagebrush, steppe, a lot of native vegetation, some not permanent streams that run through it, but intermittent streams that run through it. Just generally what you see in the foothills, lovely sagebrush habitat, no trees of note. We're not quite high enough in the elevation, but getting close there from the property, you can actually see stacked rock. Maybe that'll help give a better sense of where the property is.
So I only have a couple more minutes with you. So you have raised a little more than $100,000 to preserve this land. Where are you then in the process of being able to protect it to purchase it?
Yeah, actually, we've raised now $254,000. When we started the campaign, we were hoping to raise 100. That would have given us enough to add to our current cash reserves that we have. When we put the word out to the public, they responded, and in 6 weeks we raised $254,000. The purchase price for the property was $250,000. So we're very excited to announce that we have raised enough money. And 2 weeks ago, we actually purchased the property from the landowner. So now the Land Trust of the Treasure Valley owns this property, and we will see that it is permanently protected.
Well, congratulations to you. I think that says so much about, people in our area, right, wanting to preserve this open land that we have. So I know it was a quick conversation, Eric, but thank you so much for coming on and talking with us today. Really, really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Gemma. My pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.